inside she heard about what's going on.
Oh, yeah.
Inside she heard about what's going on. About what's going on.
Neil Young was right on the money when he sang, "Rock and roll will never die," and that's certainly true, as there are still a handful of veteran rockers out there. Even if these icons aren't changing the world the way they did in their youth, their timeless music still makes an everlasting impact. Even if radio doesn't touch their new stuff, guess what? I do. I play it on my Music Plus Talk podcast, exclusively on Spotify, called Veteran Rockers. Every episode tells the story of influential rock and rollers. Some of the artists that I talk about are still with us. As for the others, they may not be with us on the earth. They may be in eternity, but their music still lives on with all of us. The music of these veteran rockers is played directly off of Spotify to help move the story along. If you have Spotify Premium, you'll get to hear their songs in entirety. But if you have the free plan, you'll still hear 30-second clips of their amazing music. I'm Mike Fox, and please join me on Veteran Rockers. Only on Spotify.
Benvenuti al fantastico show Inside She Heard. Chi è l'ospite di oggi, Mike?
Catabelle.
Oh, welcome to our show. Could you repeat the name, Mike?
Catabelle.
Let's welcome our guest today.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to He Said, She Heard. I'm your host, Mike Fox, and oh boy, do we have a great show for you today. This is the second and third episode of the Best of Both Worlds season, because we're bringing you skit episodes and we're bringing you interview episodes. Now, this is going to tie in with the last episode, because the leading actress in the last episode, who's been in many episodes of this podcast, is a super talented voice actress, and she just got yet another role in a very exciting 2D fighting game, which I plan on asking her about. Her amazing voice has been heard on everything, by the way, from video games to big company commercials that you drink and eat. She also plays voice characters on cartoons and podcasts like this one. And by the way, I always enjoy working with this particular guest here today. And it's more than just her talent. She's also an amazing person. Please welcome Catabelle. How are you, Catabelle?
Hi. Nice to be here. Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.
Oh, of course. You know, it's nice to talk to you in this capacity as opposed to when I send you a script and tell you what to say. I just like to hear the authentic voice behind the voices that I'm so familiar with, and just get to know you. And I understand.
Yeah, it's so nice to talk in person.
It is. Sorry. It is. It's you started voice acting the same year that my first child was born, in 2015. Tell us how this...
2015, yeah.
Yeah, good year. Tell us how this all started, Catabelle.
Yeah, sure. So I like to say that I started acting in theater, like high school theater, because I always loved theater. And that's
Me
when
too.
I started acting for the first time. Yeah. Mm. And it was in Kansas City Academy.
Okay.
It's focused on arts. It's a high school and middle school also.
Okay.
Let's see. I started theater there, and I remember my first teacher, he was a playwright.
Okay.
And it's a play called Mother May I. And we were all fairy tale, like, Mother Goose characters. We were all Mother Goose characters going to therapy. I was little Bo Peep.
Oh, they were little Bo Peep.
And that was the first, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, and I was with little boy Blue. Like, we were, like, together. And that was our thing. We were going to, like, therapy. And Mother Goose was the therapist. That's what it was. Okay.
Okay.
That was so fun. Yeah, now that I'm remembering it. But that was my first play ever. That was my sophomore year of high school.
Okay.
And I really loved voice acting. I was just talking to my husband. I'm like, when did I really love voice acting? And honestly, it started all the way back to when I was a kid. Here in the U.S., we have the public broadcasting station.
Yes.
I didn't have cable. So there was, Sesame Street.
Mm-hmm.
There were all these puppets and puppeteers, too. Sherry Lewis, Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood. I grew up with all of all of that. And so I think it's like them that taught me that you could do multiple voices with puppets.
With puppets.
And it's like one person behind all those voices. Yeah. So I was a kid and I loved that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I love watching puppets too, because especially when they have like a big name celebrity come on Sesame Street. One thing I love is watching the big name looking at the puppet. You know, I'm just thinking, they're looking at somebody's hand, but you figure they're getting so into the character, the voice. So especially, have you been on any gigs like that, by the way, where you were a voice of a puppet? Has that ever happened? Have you ever done anything like that?
So, you know what? I've done it for a kid's party. There was a puppeteer that used my voice, and we sang the days of the week. I remember that, and she was like I don't remember much about her, the puppet, but I was the voice of her. But all I remember is it was for a birthday party.
Yeah.
And that was in 2015 or 16, so that was a while ago. But that was the only chance I ever got. But I would love that, because I love puppets.
So this all started for you when you were super young, and that's why, like, right now you're established. You have frequent clients like myself and other people that just say, yeah, I want to work with you again. And so you got rap battles coming up, right? Is that a new project you're working on?
Oh, yes. I wanted to talk about those.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. So that's the newest thing I should say is rapping. I just started. And the hardest thing, though, is doing a rap as someone else, like as an impression, right? Mm. So I'm doing My Little Pony.
Okay.
If I could remember her name. It'll come to me in a second. I think her name is Luna. I'll have to look it up. I can't remember. Oh, my gosh.
Luna. It's not from Let's Go Luna on PBS Kids, is it? Or no?
My Little Pony. I'm going to look it up really quick. Give me a sec.
Yeah.
Sorry.
No, that's fine.
Misty. Okay.
Misty.
Sorry about that. Okay. Yes. So... The first rap battle I did was Misty from My Little Pony.
Okay.
And she's in the My Little Pony movie. And then Emerald Sestri, she's in a anime called Ruby. And then SVU, I think it's Olivia Benson. Is that her name?
From Law and Order SVU?
Yeah, that's her name. Yeah.
Oh, that's so cool.
And...
So it's like character rapping almost that you're doing.
Is this character rapping. And they're all coming out this summer. I'm looking it up. Yeah.
Oh, I can't wait to see this.
Yeah, and then Lucifer's girlfriend.
Lucifer's girl.
Chloe.
Okay.
Chloe Decker, yes, in a TV show called Lucifer. So, and that's also the first time I ever heard of Lucifer, so... It's fun to like watch the actors do their thing and then try to do an impression of them and audition that. So, and then rap as them. So,
wow.
It's really fun to do.
That has to be a fun experience. Are you able to give us any samples of what you're working on there?
Ooh, samples.
Or an example.
Yes.
Oh,
I can.
Oh boy.
Give me just a second.
Wow.
I can.
And I thought I was putting you on the spot here, but I'm so glad you're so willing and generous to just go for it. This is awesome.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So there's an anime called Ruby. And this one is, her name is Emerald. Emerald Sestri versus Mysterio.
Okay.
Where's Mysterio from? I should know.
Somewhere mysterious.
Spider-Man? Oh, he's a Marvel character.
Neato.
Okay. So Mysterio, he's a Marvel character, versus Emerald Sestri.
Okay.
Okay. So I'm going to do one verse, okay?
I can't wait. I'm so excited.
Give me just a sec.
Catabelle is about to do a verse for us from one of her rap battles that's coming out this summer. So check this out.
Yes. If you want to do a beat, we
okay.
We absolutely could do
that. All right.
Okay, I'm going to go. I'm just going to go for it. I can see right through your lies, through that fishbowl on your head. I create more real illusions without special effects. Even in animation, all the stuff you do looks fake. All of your hallucinations do is leave people with headaches. This low-budget Doctor Strange needs to get off the stage. He's too lame to be part of the Spider-Man musical play. I'm not stupid enough to fall for your cheap magic tricks. Only thing you couldn't fake was the cancer you've been riddled with. I'll take my sickles and use them to crack your head like an egg. I'll break you like when I tricked Hank to break Mercury's legs. You have no actual powers, ditch the suit, and you're nothing. I don't know if you're really confident or if it's just the smoke you're huffing. Yay. But yeah.
That was incredible.
Thank you for listening.
Of course.
Thank you. So, yeah, I just started recently doing those.
Well, you know, one of the first times I ever worked with you, actually the second time. Well, you know what? The first time was we did this beach episode, I remember, and this is a hilarious clip I want to play of you. You're talking with this, Latina actress, and you guys are both on the beach. It's the 1960s, so I want to see if I can jog your memory with this one.
Anywhere my best friend wants to go, I go.
Fantástico. This helado is delicioso. Guys, I love this beach.
Excuse me, Adriana.
What? I said I love this beach.
I call you my best friend, and you, out of nowhere, call me that name.
Zoe's taking her earrings off, Brando.
Should I say something?
Whoa, what's going on here? Am I about to see a catfight, guys?
Okay, ladies, I don't mean to butt in, but I think Adriana was just saying she likes it at the beach and was not calling you a derogatory name.
Bravo.
I'm so sorry, Adriana. I realize you have an accent.
And a very lovely one, too.
Thank you, Brando.
I like Italiano accents. Thank you again for the ice cream. See you around.
Adios.
Bye.
Hello, ladies.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi. Bye. I guess. There they go, walking down the boardwalk. Well, well, well. Do you guys realize you just ruined a perfect moment?
What could have made that moment more perfect, muscle man?
Yeah, when I first heard that voice, it was just like, it sounded so believable, your British accent, and that's why for the most recent episode I had you bring
Thank
it back
you.
In a different character. Yeah, because it was so believable. It was just so funny, you know, to recapture the, like,
and can I
era.
Tell you really
and,
quick about
yeah.
Mm-hmm, absolutely. I just wanted to tell you really quick about my British accent because
yes,
I grew up and my uncle is also from the UK. But I remember my sister, she used to tease me so much and say that I would never have a British accent, a good British accent, and you you don't sound authentic, it's not good, blah, blah, blah. Ugh, I was just teased for that. So what I did is I got a vocal coach and I got a theater coach that taught me different received pronunciation, Cockney accent, mm-hmm. things like that. So
Cockney,
I
yeah.
then decided to get because I was teased for it.
Wow.
So, yeah.
Well, honestly, like let's say like
yeah.
if,
no.
before that moment, if we had met and you marketed yourself, it's like, hello, my name's Catabel Mike. How are you doing again? I would have believed you, you know, because on the most recent episode
yeah.
when you were portraying Angela, what was cool is as I'm editing
yeah.
it, I had to re-edit my voice because I captured something that you did correctly that I did incorrectly. I was saying again or again
oh.
in my Aussie accent. I was
again.
Like, oh, wait, in Aussie, and you say again, you know.
Yeah,
it's the
sometimes
same thing.
You do say again.
Right. So you did that. And then I was like, okay, you made me remember. So then I was just re-editing it. And I was like, oh, yeah, I'm supposed to say again, not again. So,
yeah
you helped me there. I also want to
and
play
with
another...
a lot of accents, it's the little vowels
the
that
vowels.
Matter too. Yeah.
Exactly. Like you ever notice in Canadians, they always say sorry. They never say sorry. They say
yeah,
sorry.
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 <Uh-oh>.
You can tell if you're watching a YouTube instructional video. It's from Canada because you'll hear a couple things. You'll hear eh, and you'll also hear them say sorry a lot. They'll say oh, sorry.
That's what I noticed about Degrassi. I used to watch Degrassi.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, oh, this is in Canada. From Canada.
I also wanted to play one more podcast clip. This is from the most recent episode, Beyond Quiet Enjoyment Part 2, Catabella's Angela. Take a listen, folks.
Is this really happening? The hottest lady in the building is taking a shower in my banyo. What am I going to do? I must maintain a gentlemanly, neighborly code of not shitting where you eat. I know. I'll channel my sexual frustration by eating another piece of Mrs. Bakey Patty's pie. Oh, no. It's happening again. Just like 3 years ago, except this time, someone's using the shower. A hot lady.
Yes, Andy.
Angela, I'm so sorry. I know you're shivering, but I can't hold it in anymore.
It's okay, Andy. Don't hold it in. After all, I'm the one using your shower in your flat.
Thank you. Oh, yeah. Sorry. As a courtesy, I'll spray this over here as I...
No worries. That feels so good.
So does this.
Meanwhile, down the hallway...
That was great, Sammy.
See me a more.
Oh, I'm tingling.
Feels so good.
I wasn't expecting this sudden.
Everybody does it, Andy. We're both adults, Ross.
Oh. Oh, Samwell, can't you hear the noise from the wall?
Nothing, please. It's nothing at all.
Just like Andy and Angela, huh?
Having a toast in the shower?
Oh, my God.
I love that.
What were you thinking when you...
And you're Andy?
Yes.
I loved it.
Yeah. Oh, my God. I was just laughing my ass off as I'm writing the script. And then as I'm listening to your... By the way, all the takes you send me all the time, I'm like, these are all wonderful. Which one am I going to go with? It's just... But that's what good actors, that's what great actors do. Because you're, you know, is that they are so generous. They're like, okay, I'm going to give this, you know, director, producer, editor, something to work with. And you always give me a buffet of choices that I'm always walking away.
Yes, because I always think, cause I'm reading the script and it's hilarious. And I'm like, it could go this way or that way or, yeah, mm-hmm. You know, all these different ways. So, yeah.
Yeah, and I like to... Sometimes what I like to do is when I record these skits is like, especially with you, is I sometimes don't record my part until I hear yours. That way I have something to bounce off of the energy. Because even though it's being recorded separately, I like to have an authentic feel where people listening might think, oh, they're probably doing this all in one studio and they're bouncing off of each other's energy. Because I think that's the impression the audience gets sometimes, which is always my goal. With these skits, because that's the nice thing I love about camaraderie, and I kind of miss about being on a set, being on a stage, is just working
absolutely.
With people and just having that camaraderie, especially when you start laughing, especially when people mess up their lines. That's always so much fun.
All together. Yes. It's a great experience.
I
miss that.
I do too. Yeah. So tell us about your first anime, Catapult. I'm anxious to hear about this.
Oh, yes, to talk about... Yeah, I did really want to talk about anime. I love video games. I grew up with a lot of video games, but also anime. Mm-hmm. So my first vocal coach ever, her name is Christina Malizia. She's the voice of Jinx and Annie in League of Legends.
Yes.
And so I started there because I just wanted to get solid character acting. Mm-hmm. And I eventually want to work my way into anime. I think anime is probably my goal.
Yes,
because I can use my voice in so many. Thank you. Yeah. I appreciate that because I'm like, I can do all these squeaky, annoying voices, and those are also good for anime or just cartoons.
Because it's just you're so much fun to work with.
Yeah. Well, thank you.
Oh, of course.
So I started after I did some video game coaching in LA, I went to Texas. Texas is where Funimation is and Crunchyroll, and they are the main publishers for anime.
Okay.
And so I worked towards that. And eventually I got my first Walla role. And an anime Walla is just background acting.
Okay.
So I don't actually have like a name, like extra number one. Or I guess that would be, it would just be all the background characters, is how I'm credited as. But yeah, so first I started as Wall in Seven Deadly Sins, season 4, and then Ascendant Animation reached out to me and I started auditioning for them.
Wow.
And Henki Shoujo is one of the first animes I'm in, working with Ascendant Animation, also as a background character. hopefully I will get a main character. I'm really, really hoping, because I've done like 5, almost 10 years of auditions.
Yeah.
And I think one day I'll get a main character, but for now it's just background and Walla.
Oh, you
but
will.
But my goal definitely is all the anime. Yeah,
yeah, you'll definitely get a lead. It's always a good feeling when that happens in any medium, whether it's stage or anime. Whatever platform you're working on, it's going to happen for you. And I'll be excited to get the news when you post it on Instagram saying it finally happened. It's a lot of hard work. It's a lot of hustle, but you're doing it. And I'm sure you're inspiring a lot of other people that are up and coming voice actresses that are really trying to just showcase their talents, because it's a lot. It's not easier. It is easier in a way. There's more tools available at your disposal than there used to be. You don't have to.
There are now technology.
Yes.
Yeah.
You don't have to send out CDs anymore like you used to, because you can just have your reel out there digitally and you can send it right out to all these people that are
email.
Yeah. So it's a lot more easy to audition now than it used to be.
Yeah. Yeah. And for casting agencies, you'd have to go in. I remember my first agency. Mm-hmm. They were like, you can come in. But then we started moving towards emails.
Yes.
So, yeah.
Wow.
It has made it a lot easier.
Even for me, like when I first got my first voice acting gig for an audio book, I was just like, this is exciting, you know. And then that kind of inspired me to get into podcasting and eventually voice acting my own books. So that's been an exciting journey for me.
Yeah.
So, and honestly, I look at it this way. It's like it has led me to meet amazing people like you. And that's why it's like I always feel that when you enjoy working with someone so much, you bring them back again. Because lots of times now that as I write these scripts, I have you in my brain, because I'm like, I've heard you play a British voice before. So I'm like, okay, we can do this again. But one role that's been recurring is when you would play Agnes, you know, and I'd play Harold, you know, and we would like the Jewish New York couple. In fact, I was able to punk one of our previous guests, Jordan, the host of The Horny Housewife.
Oh, this is exciting.
Yeah, so I know you weren't expecting this, but the name of this couple, their name Harold and Agnes. So this is a conversation the wife was recording of them just before they were getting in the mood and talking about your podcast.
Okay. Oh, Harold, I hope you aren't too tired for sex.
Oh, Agnes, please don't take it personal, but I'm not popping another blue pill. I may end up in the ER.
Oh, the first season was so good.
Why? Because George Clooney was on that?
No, but that image in my mind is helping me get in the mood even more. I was speaking of this podcast I was just listening to.
The Horny Housewife? Oh, boy.
It's worth a listen. Let's put on episode 57.
The duck pick debate. Is this about quack quack?
No, no, no. That's Anthony Weiner.
That didn't give you sexy points. It just let us know that all you're good for is fucking. That's it. Because it made it known that now we know you're a douchebag.
She's so right, Agnes, and it ended Anthony Weiner's political career.
So, this is the, you know, sweet, soft, moody Monday truth I needed to give the men, only because I love you, and I want you to succeed.
Oh, she changed the topic. She's talking about me. For you.
You could start this off by, when you're having sex, talking dirty in the heat of the moment when a lot of things can fly.
My mind is intellectually stimulated.
That maybe otherwise you wouldn't be bringing up, you know, day-to-day convo, and see how she responds.
And I see that's not all that's stimulated. Thanks to Jordan.
Oh boy, I'm young again. Thanks to this wonderful podcast, The Horny Housewife.
Well, there you have it.
I want to meet them.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Yeah, right?
I love doing stuff like that.
Yes. Same.
Yes. So what else do you got coming up? I know you got the 2D thing coming up. What else is...
2D fighting game.
Tell us about that.
Let me double check the name. I think it's called... Okay. So, yeah, the 2D fighting game that I'm in, it's called Under Night in Birth. Mm-hmm. It's an anime fighting game. It's a 2D fighting game, and it's released in Japanese. So there's original Japanese voices in there.
Oh, cool.
But we're working on an English mod. So, yeah, I'm going to be the English voice for her name is Batista. She's a little girl.
Okay. How does Batista sound?
She has swords. she sounds like an anime girl, but she's emotionless. Okay. I think she's a robot.
Okay.
Or an AI. She might be.
That's fine.
Or a ghost. Something like that.
Something
I'll
like
have
that.
To double check.
Cyborg.
But yeah.
Extraterrestrial. Yeah. Well, it's exciting stuff, you know, the diversity of work that you've worked on over the years. So, and it just keeps going. So it's keeping you busy, you know,
auditioning.
Yeah.
It's definitely a hustle.
It is. It sure is. But I love it when you do the Instagram lives and you do a little different voices. That's really fun. Cause I see you get into it.
Yes.
You start to think, I'm guessing this is what your process is like, is you really get into the voice, you know, you just start to imagine like you, and you become it, you become the character,
mm-hmm.
you know, it's amazing to watch that metamorphosis happen, you know, where you go from you to being whatever voice you're doing. It's an exciting process. It's fun to say process.
Yes. And that's how I feel going back to the puppets. I also like, I feel like that's where a lot of it came from too, because you can really hear, I guess, the actor becoming the voice of the puppet.
The metamorphosis.
And so, yeah, I guess I'm really lucky that when I was young, I got to watch public television.
Yeah. I love public television too. So it's great that you can do work that is kind of like you were inspired by watching something as a younger age, and now you find yourself doing it, and you're like, oh boy, this is really happening.
Yes. Yeah, for sure. Especially video games as well. Because before it was just like film and movies, like what my parents grew up with, and plays as well, theater. And then it's more like video games. And then there's all these cartoons and animation. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, it's really fun.
Well, it's exciting to watch your journey every day. And look forward to seeing you do more work and having you on many more skits in the future on this podcast. And it's always, as I said before, I always enjoy collabing with you.
Yes, the same. I always loved it to hear you on. I always listened to the previous episodes.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I love to hear
thank
you.
You.
And I have them on my website, too.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Yeah. Of course.
Well, my guest today has been Kata Bell, and of course, you can hire her. I'm going to put this in my show description below for anyone that wants to hire you for their next project where they can click.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, so Kata Bell is her name, and keep on doing what you're doing, Kata Bell. And,
thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
Oh, you're so welcome.
We conclude this episode with Mattia Signoroli's classic song, Running Away Inside My Heart.
I'm feeling a bit strange. I'm here inside my heart. I hear a little rain. It's cold inside my heart. I cover the land I see. No one inside my heart. The winter can't stand on me. Blame me inside my heart. Where is your brother? Where is your friend? Where is the love you and where I'm man? Have you a purpose that gives you sense? I'll be sharp pain, blood at the pains that carry that oxygen, but only part to play. Heaven, I'm fine, heaven, I'm fine. I am no way, but it's the truth. The dark is over me. Can't see inside my heart. Tree branches hurt my flesh. I bleed inside my heart. What else are haunting me? I'm praying inside my heart. The wind talk blow against me. I fight inside my heart.